Listening Library presents East by Edith Patou. Read for you by Lee Adams, Robertson Dean, Kirby Hayborn, John H. Mayer, and Renee Rodman. Prologue. I found the box in the attic of an old farmhouse in Norway. It was large, the size of a footlocker, and there were markings on it. Runes, I learned later. When I opened the lid, it looked like the box contained mostly papers, a jumbled mass of them, in several different languages and written in different styles of handwriting. There were diaries, maps, even ship's logs. As I dug deeper, under the papers, I found more. Skeins of wool, small boots made of soft leather, sheaves of music tied with faded ribbon, long thin pieces of wood with map-like markings on them, dried-up mushrooms, woven belts, even a dress the color of the moon. Then I came upon what looked to be the mouthpiece of a very old reed instrument. I held it up toward the light coming through the small attic window. As the late afternoon sun caught it, a most extraordinary thing happened. I heard the clear, high note of a flute, and it was coming from inside the trunk. Other sounds came then, whispering, muttering, swirling around inside my head. Dogs barking, sleigh bells, the cracking of ice. Voices. Hearing voices. This isn't good, I thought. Still holding the ancient mouthpiece in the